Good morning, welcome back to Shmiras HaLashon class learning. We will begin with the Tefillah Al Hadibra inside front flat, please. Ribbono Shel Olam, Yei Ratzon Fanacha Al Rachum Vechanim Shetezekeni Haim Vechol Yom Lishmer Pilushani Milashon Hara Vechidus Vezaher Miledaber Afilu Al Ish Yachid Vekol Shekein Al Kal Yisrael O Achelik Mehem Vekol Shekein Mil Yisraim Amidosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vezaher Miledaber Divar Shaker Chanufa Mechlokes Kaas Gaiva Onas Devarim Hobanas Panim Leitzanus Vechol Dibur Asur Zakini Shalom Ladaber Kim Dabar Hatzarich Inyani Gufi Vinafshi You call Masai with the brother Shem Shamayim Amen. We are learning Lilui Nishmas Ozech Nishmas Otsvigir Shemino Vachana Labasham Meiz Nasham Havan Aliyah, the merit of our learning, and also with your permission is Chus for continued Rufuos Zoros Tovos for Bracha Vigai Bas Racha Gilta Basoch Sharchale Yisrael. So we are on page 146, please. Okay. The last thing we did on the bottom of page 144, it's just really one sentence. I just like to recap since we only meet every other week, just so we all remember where we are. Inyan Hashmir, so I'm on the bottom of page 144. Okay, just the last nakuda, last sentence on that page. Inyan Hashmir hu afilu b'shivta b'veso. You have to be on guard even when you're sitting in your house. The daberim ishta odasmi, you're talking to your wife, or we could say talking to a husband or a spouse about somebody else. Imlo davreshu mutar mitzaradin. You have to make sure that what you're about to say is mutar from tzaradin. And the last thing we finished with was this idea that Lashon Hara, we are not exempt, and it's between spouses. We even saw it in the Halacha Day, for those who were here and for those who remember. Very relevant. So we are going to new information now. Good morning. Hey, top of page 146, please. Okay. So let's say sometimes it happens that we do things by rote, and sometimes when we're working on something, it's not so easy to remember, and you happen to forget. It's possible you happen to forget that you're supposed to be carefully on guard. One of my boys went to actually it was a parsha shir last week for the young Israel Kam Kedi Kol or whatever. So one of my boys went to the Rav Shai Shechter, gave the parsha shir to the boys last week, and he was talking about having kavana and tefillah, bas chana and tefillah. And he spoke about the difficulty with having kavana, and that tefillah is something that we do by rote, just like we eat, we get dressed, not in that order. We wake up, we get dressed, we eat, we go to work, we go to the gym, we daven, we cook, we don't, it's just part of this, and it's something that's done by rote, and therefore we don't see it as exciting or as necessarily meaningful because it's something else to check off on the list. So interestingly, my son said, that's why people, he added to me, he said, that's why people forget Yal V'Yavo, because we're not paying attention in our davening, because it's just something else that we do. It happens to be that speech is something we do all the time. And therefore, it is very hard to constantly remember. It's hard to not forget that we have a chova shmiro. We have an obligation to always remember. V'nichshal b'lishono. So let's say, top page 146, so let's say you forgot. And your nichshal b'lishono, you stumble in your speech. Yira lashuv b'tishuv alza. So you should not give up. And I thought when I sat down to prepare how appropriate it is. I always feel like once Tisha B'Av is over, it's Elo. I really feel like it's Elo when Tisha B'Av is over. But now really we are 1 week away, and it really is, but as was Hashem, very soon Elo. And you should know that you can always do Teshuvah before this. You should never think, well, I stumbled, and I can't not speak Lashon Hara, and I'm just not able to do this. Lo yafsik shmir so. You can do Teshuvah, and you should not stop from being on guard. Just because you stumbled doesn't mean so now you should stop. I remember when I was listening to Rav Shai Shechter's Tish Shivasra Batamashir, when he was going over some halachos, this goes back a little while ago, it tells you how much in advance I prepare. Okay? And because I wrote this down after I heard his shir, I'm always going ahead. It takes us some weeks to get there. Then I re-prepare before the class and I add things. Don't worry, this wasn't prepared 2 weeks ago. So he says the halachos, let's say somebody's fasting on Shivasra Batamashir, any fast, and you forget that you're fasting, because we do things by rote. We forget that it had a baby. It's a baby.
It
was always a baby. So you forget that you're fasting and you start to eat. And in the middle of eating, right away you realize, oh, I'm fasting. Okay, so it's a fast day, and you started to eat, you forgot, somehow you forgot to fast, just like some of you forget that you're supposed to say Alviyam, well, just like some of you forget you're supposed to say, you're not supposed to talk Lashon Hara, such things happen, so what should you do? Lo yafsik shmir so, interesting, Rav Shai Shechter said that the halacha is, if somebody's fasting, I'm not passing any halacha, I'm repeating what I heard. Please ask your own shayla if you're in such a matzav, and you forget and you eat, what should you do? You should stop immediately, and you're still considered like you're fasting. So it's really the same idea. If you do something by rote and you forget, lo yafsik shmir so. So the halacha is keep fasting. Interestingly, ukedichtiv, unlike what pasuk says in Kohelas, imruach hamoshal talalacha, page 146, imruach hamoshal talalacha, if the power of the ruler comes to take over you, minkomcha al tanach, do not give up your place. In other words, if the ruler comes, if the power of the ruler comes to take over you, stand your guard. That's a better word. Minkomcha al tanach literally means do not let your place be at rest, but stand your guard. Kimirape yaniach chataim gedolim, because patience. Mistranslated as patience will heal many great sins. So that is a lesson to us. If the Ruach HaMoshel Ta'alalach of the Yetzirah comes to stand upon me, don't wave the white flag. Do not retreat. That's what I'm looking for. Do not retreat in the battle. You have to stand up and you have to make sure to heal many great sins. Umashma mibrachos, and we learn from the Gemara Maseches Brachos, Shemishu Talmid Chacham, that someone is a Talmid Chacham, Lo Ya'acher HaTeshuvah. He should not delay repentance. And if you recall, to Chavetz Chaim himself, there's a story, it's brought down the biographer by M.M. Yasher, it's a well-known story of the Chavetz Chaim and his son-in-law, maybe because I've told it over, it's well-known to me. His son-in-law once had a stain on his jacket, and he said to his son-in-law, Talmid Chacham does not go out with a stain on his jacket, like Marissa is Chayv Misa. It's not befitting of a Talmid Chacham. So the son-in-law said, I'm not a Talmid Chacham. So the Chavetz Chaim said, for Chil Hashem, you're enough of a Talmid Chacham. So this is how we have to see ourselves. So I'm not a Talmid Chacham. So you could say, yeah, I'm not a Talmid Chacham. So it doesn't apply to me. We have to apply what the Chavetz Chaim himself said. For Chil Hashem, for Teshuvah, for Kiddush Hashem, you're enough of a Talmid Chacham. So what is a Talmid Chacham? Lo ya'acher ha-teshuvah. Afilu mehalayla la-boker. Look at this. Don't go to sleep without doing Teshuvah. Don't say, I'll take care of this in the morning. Why not? Maybe in the morning. You won't be there. Maybe it'll be in the old mamas. You procrastinated. Atzlus, maybe you won't be there. Afilu me'alayla l'boker. Rav Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev, make a cheshbon and nefesh every night. And he would say, what did Levi Yitzchak do good today? And what did Levi Yitzchak do that needs repair today? And every day he would say, tomorrow will be better. He would see the side that was weak, and he would say, tomorrow will be better. And then he would say to himself, Levi Yitzchak, you said that last night. And today you weren't better. And he would say to himself, but tonight I really mean it. And that's really what we all have to keep at it. There is an inyan of teshuvah, and for teshuvah we're all enough of talmidei chachamim, and you can't delay it even from night to the morning. Look at this. You have to make sure to repent, to return. How appropriate for coming into ushering in the month of Elul, which is the month of teshuvah. Lashuv ba'oso yom. Do not wait. That very day, you know you did something wrong. You know you were nichshol with your koach adibar. That day, before you even got to sleep, v'hatam. Why kidei shelo lahat. So you shall not have the tuma, the state of impurity from sin, shall not rest on your soul. Your soul goes up every night. Beautiful Rashi and Parshas Mishpatim. Every night your soul goes up to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Every night you give a din v'cheshbon before the Ribbono Shel Olam. Every night you're chayv before Hashem. You don't need any extra aveiros attached to your neshama. And therefore, in order to ensure that tuma, the impurity, will not stick to your soul, so you have to do a cheshbon and nefesh every night. So on this Indian of teshuvah, which I think it's worthy to spend a few minutes speaking about, because I forgot to mark what page I am, but I found it right away. So I'm quoting now from the Sefer called Sefer L'Ratzon Imrefi, Sparkling Speech, by Rabbi Elyasha Sandler. Where is he now at? He used to be a maid, but he left. I think he's at Sharyasha, right? And he has a kahila in Farakwe. So Rabbi Elyasha Sandler, it's called Sefer L'Ratzon Imrefi, Sparkling Speech. So there is a section in here on rectifying the past. That rectifying the past is what we would call teshuvah. Okay. Interestingly, it's really a number of sources. Rabbi Sandler is going to be quoting in regards to the meaning of teshuvah with Shmiras HaLashon. He's quoting from the Chafetz Chaim. He's quoting from Nidche Yisrael, which was the sefer that the Chafetz Chaim wrote for Jews, especially in the army or in distant communities, Nidche Yisrael, those who were pushed off in Israel, how to maintain their Yahadus. He's also quoting from the sefer Zachor Lemiriam. Zachor Lemiriam is one of his other Sfarim, Zachor Lemiriam, because of the sin of Miriam. So what I did was I made copies of the footnotes. The footnotes have the actual Lashon of the Chafetz Chaim, because I thought it would be appropriate for us to go through it together. I'll tell you when you need to look in your handout, okay? Not yet. Here, oh, okay, I was going to give it to them. Okay? I'm first quoting from the book, okay? Before you need to look in, I'm quoting from the book. So what we're talking about is this idea of, can we do teshuva for chovas hashmira? It's a big question, because we can do teshuva for anisim, but we also have to understand that our words harm other people, and that Hashem is not so easy to forgive. It's something important to keep in mind when we talk about teshuva. Okay, we're going to end by quoting Bli Neder, the Mishnah from Yuma. Okay. At its basic level, doing teshuva entails one regret having spoken. He's specifically speaking in this chapter about nivul peh. How do you translate nivul peh? Like disgusting speech? Mm-hmm. Is that a good translation for nivul peh? But that's also one category of chovas hashmira, guarding your tan. Furthermore, one must make a firm resolve to no longer speak in such a manner. So regret is charata, one of the stages of teshuva. You have to make a firm resolve not to speak anymore in that manner, which is Kabbalah al Ha'asid, and then put this resolution into practice, which is the truest test of teshuva. The Rambam writes that real teshuva is not saying in your head, I'm never going to do this again. The Rambam clearly writes this in Hilchos Teshuva, I've taught it inside. When a man is in the same situation, he writes, in the same city, in the same house, with the same woman, and he still desires her, and he does not sin, that is real teshuva. Finally, you must articulate all of the above, and that's the stage of vidui. There's no teshuva without vidui, which is why we spend time doing vidui on Yom HaKippurim. Okay. So, although speaking nivul peh, or substitute rechilos, leitzanos, ka'as, gaiva, precludes one's tfilos from going up to Shamayim, but here you are in Eloh. It's the time of year when we add extra to us. So, Dav L'Hashem Ori. And so we're going to add Shir Amos, we makim on that service, make sure I can't believe we're up to here, but we almost are. And we're going to start with Slichos. And Sfarim begins Slichos from when? Not the week of, but they begin, if I'm correct, from Moshe Chodesh Elul. Correct? Mm-hmm. Yes, from Moshe Chodesh Elul. So you are marbit in tefillah. And the irony is, the very time that we're marbit in tefillah, it could be possible that at that time, if we're not working on Chovas HaShmira, so all those extra tefillahs cannot reach Shamayim. Speaking negatively precludes one's tefillos from going up to Shemayim. However, once a person does teshuva, his tefillos are able to ascend once again. The Chavetz Chaim, so I'm quoting Rabbi Yoshua Sandler, but I found it interesting that in this section, his main sources are the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim maintains teshuva can accomplish the goal of remedying the effects of nivul peh. Okay? So first he quotes from, let's look. Let's do it inside together. Okay? Nidche Yisrael 20. So on your sheet, it's on the left column. Oh, I have it in my book here. It's fine. Pass this down, please. Okay, I have it in the Sefer itself. So it says, look where you are, okay? Nidche Yisrael 20, okay? So it's the Sefer B'chav Tzchaim, Nidche Yisrael Perchav. Does everyone see? You need to look at my finger. You know where we're up to. Hello? You know Rav too? Okay. So let's look. And he translates it into English in the Sefer, and then he brings the footnote of the Maror Makor. So I thought, oh, here it is. Let's look at it. V'gam yadu. So we're quoting the Chavetz Chaim from the Sefer Nidche Yisrael. V'gam yadu. It's also known. She'al yadei avon zeh, through this sin, she'metame, that is, causes impurity, u'meta'ev et koach ha'dibur shalo, and that is translated as, one second, I want to make sure. What does it mean? It weakens or it damages the power of speech. All the words that you speak after, of holy words, after you've spoken improperly, kegon kriya shema, utfila, isa bracha, so you daven, you say kriya shema, kabal zomer chashema, you make a shahaka before you drink, hakol holech utimyon, it's all lost, it is not accepted, it's gone. It is translated by Rabbi Sanders, all go to oblivion. So in other words, as we said, your words are lost, your words are gone, they're not going up to Shemayim. So you think you're being so religious and so holy and so close to Hashem. I'm adding the David and I'm having more Kavan and I choose a paragraph Haluka I never focus on, I make sure to know my words. And before I spoke Lashon Hara and after I spoke Nevil Peh, and before I spoke Kas and after I spoke Gaiva. So what do you think is happening to your words? So the Chavetz Chaim tells you, it's going lost, it's getting lost. She'ein miskablim lemala. Those tefillos, those words of Kedusha, that bracha is not acceptable. This is not Rabbi Sandler, this is Chavetz Chaim. She'ein miskablu mamala ba'otzer malko, she'olam klal. Those words are not accepted above otzer, in the treasury of the king, in the next world at all. So now that's terrifying. However, imlo she'asa teshuva. So teshuva has mamish an unbelievable koach to literally erase our sin, to take those tefillos and that bracha and that kriya shema that Hashem is not interested in hearing, it does not accept. Unless he does teshuva, then you have the power to get in. So I'm going back, I'll tell you when to look in your handout again. Complete teshuva, right? So by saying there is a process that can take time. That's why the Chavetz Chaim wrote, in Ruach, he quotes Kohelis, in Ruach HaMoshel Tal Alecha, if the spirit of the ruler stands against you, do not retreat. Mekomcha al Tanach, because the truth is, it does take patience and it does take time. And that's why we said, if you forget, what should you do? Should you say, that's it, I'm done? If a person forgets that they're fasting, whatever you have to say, the Alecha is, immediately stop eating and you're still fasting.
Amazing. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Why?
We would think if you ate, you broke your fast. I was also very surprised. You know, when you get old, you have to take medication sometimes. I was told I can't even take a sip of water to get my medication down on you.
I heard him say it also. The halacha is that you can take the minimum amount of water to take down your medication. Yeah. I heard him say it also.
I was very surprised.
So we apply that hashkafically, but it's not really hashkafically, also halachically, to koach adibba, because that's exactly what the Chofetz Chaim says. Yir ela shuv teshuva al zeh, velo yafsik shmir so. So do not think, well, that's it, the fast is over, shmir salashim is over. Absolutely not. Don't stop being on guard. Complete teshuva is a process that can take time. The Chofetz Chaim offers advice as to how to approach tefillah if one's mouth has become corrupted with forbidden speech. So what should you do if your mouth has become corrupted with forbidden speech? So look now where it says, please, Zachor leMiriam, Perachav Dal. It says 8. The next column, 8, Zachor leMiriam 24. Is everyone with me? Mm-hmm. I figured instead of me reading it to you, the English translation, it would be nice for us to actually see the Lashon inside. Ata ben Adam. You, son of man, in other words, you, Mr. So-and-so, Hashoel, who asks, Ma yeimcha ki melesa picha diburim asurim. So you want to know, listen, you spent your life talking inappropriately. Now what should I do? Your mouth is full of forbidden speech, so you have a shayla. Be'eza panim ta'amod, if ne'me'ach ma'achem lechem ha'kadosh baruch hu, l'daber ito. How can I possibly presume that Hashem wants to hear from me? I'm going to stand before the King of all kings, the Holy One, blessed be he, to speak to him. Al yipal libcha alecha. Al titya'ish. Do not despair. Yeush is one of the worst things that can happen to us, because what does it make us think? Hashem doesn't want me. As difficult as your sin is, al yipol libcha lecha. What happens? Your heart should not fall upon for you. You know what that means? Don't give up on yourself. I'm going to give you a piece of advice. Bezet tatzil snafshecha. Your soul will be saved. I'm going to tell you an unbelievable var. I never saw this before. I never heard this before. So I mentioned that one of my 13-year-olds went to the Rav Shai Shechter's Parsha Shir Friday morning for the boys in the Angus of Vadmir. And he's 13, and it made such an impression on him. I think it was the first time he heard of Shechter speaking in person. It made such an impression on him. He literally told me the entire Shir. I could not believe it. With all the sources, he says, this is the Dubno Magid, this is that. So listen carefully. He told me the following part, that in the name of Rav Herschel Schechter's father, he couldn't remember the name, but he remembered that Rav Herschel Schechter, his father. This is unbelievable. It was a whole long part. We want to be like Hashem with the brothers. I'm not telling you the whole. He almost told me the whole Shir. Why is somebody called? What does bar mitzvah mean? What does bar in Aramaic? Ben. Bar mitzvah means, bar is Aramaic for ben. Bar mitzvah. And what do we call someone who does an aveira?
Baal.
What?
Baal.
Oh, very good. We call someone a baal aveira or a bar mitzvah. Mitzvah and aveira are the two opposites. A bar mitzvah really means ben mitzvah, because bar is ben. And baal aveira now. I also added on when my son, when Yonatan told me this whole shir on this particular verb, which I thought was tremendous, over, I added, we also call someone a ben Torah. So you're a ben Torah and a bar mitzvah, or you're a baal aveir. What's the difference? So Yonatan told me, and wow, this is just tremendous. A son can never separate from his parents. You've heard this before? As distant as he may be, Rahman al-Tsan, from his parents, he's still the son of those people. Biologically, you can never separate from them. Even if, chas v'shalom, something happens in a relationship, you're still the son of those people. You cannot change who you are the child of. However, a husband and a wife can separate from each other. They can no longer be married. It can happen that So they split up, and that husband is no longer a husband, and that wife is no longer wife, and they have parted ways. Look at the lashon to describe somebody who embraces Torah and mitzvah. Bar mitzvah, you're the son of a mitzvah. I'm going to add on to that, you're a ben Torah. You can never separate from Torah. No matter how far a person becomes spiritually removed from Torah, there's always hope that they will come back. There's always hope for reconciliation and repair. Why? Because you're the son of Torah. You're the son of mitzvah. You can never separate from your parents. Baal aver. What does Baal mean?
Spouse.
What does Baal mean?
It's like a spouse.
A husband. A Baal means a husband. A husband and wife can't separate from each other. You're a Baal Avera. Why?
Because you can't separate.
You can separate from your sin. No matter how much you have clung to sin, no matter how deep you think you are steeped in sin, no matter how much you think sin identifies you, you're only a husband to sin. A husband and wife can separate from each other. It can happen. It's so... I'm telling you, my son told me this whole shiur. He's 13. He told me 3 hours ago. He spent 20 minutes, told me all the nukus, quoted all the sources. Baruch Hashem, it made such an impression on him. But also, this nukuda, I never heard some of what he told me. I had heard already. But this nukuda is just unbelievable. You're a ben Torah and a bar mitzvah because you can never separate. Just like a son cannot separate from his parents. There's always hope for reconciliation. You're always the son of those people. You can't say, I have got different parents. You don't have different parents. You have your parents. You're biologically born to them. That's it. Those are your parents. Can never separate from Torah mitzvah. Not so with Aveira. No matter how much you think you've clung to Aveira, no matter how much you think you're a lost cause, what did we just read in the Chavetz Chaim? Al yipal libcha alecha. You're just a Baal Aveira. You're a Baal Lashon Hara. What does it mean you're a Baal Lashon Hara? You can separate, like a husband and wife can separate. You are not bound by blood to that person. You're not bound by blood to that Aveira. What a geschmack insight to take into Elul, ladies. An unbelievable insight. We have tried. Maybe you found yesterday you spoke from Shannara. Maybe you found yesterday you spoke Divrei Kasa. Maybe you found yesterday you spoke Divrei Tzanas. I'm learning this for 4 years. How could I have done that? What hope is there for me? Someone wrote to the Chavetz Chaim. He said, what hope is there for me? I want to know. How can I stand for the King of all kings, the Kosh Baruch, the Daber Ito? It's Elul. It's Tishrei. I'm trying so hard. Al Yipalib Halacha. You're only a Baal Avera. Only a Baal Lashon Hara. I'm not saying we don't condone it, not only, and it's a good advice, but you should see yourself to Aveira as potential to always split. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable, Vart. That was Rav Herschel Schachter's father. Yes?
It could also, I mean, I know Baal sometimes means an owner, like you own something.
Okay, very nice,
so
true.
Own your mitzvahs, or you could disown.
No, but it's Baal Aveira. You
right.
Own
so
the Aveira?
You could disown your Aveira.
Oh, very nice. Beautiful. Also, very, very nice. Just because you own it now does not mean you will own it forever. Somebody can sell. Oh, don't sell it to anybody. Mm-hmm. Don't sell your Lashon Hara, your Aveiras. But you're saying you can say, I don't want this anymore. I wash my hands of this. Another indication, just like an owner says, I don't want this parent building.
Your child,
you can't get rid of, no matter how distant. Sometimes parents and children, Chman al son, no one should ever know. Sometimes they are distant. That's still the son of those people. What a var. What a var to take into Allah. I had my son say it over at the Shabbos table. It was very sharp, but I said, you know, please share. I think it's just unbelievable. Rav Herschel Schachter Shlita, his father. He asked for Eitzak, go back inside. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Shachol Nehi Abadva.
Amen.
What a vart. Unbelievable. Yatzchana Eitza. Shabazal Tatzil Asnafshach. So Chavetz Chaim says, I'm going to give you advice how to save your soul. Call them called. Oh, sorry. It says, here, could you please share, first of all? I know, but could you share with your mother?
You're reading from
here? Yes. It's on the right, so I know. I want you to show Toby where we are. Because I don't. Toby, look. Kodem kol tefila v'tefila teharher. Do you see where you are? Yeah. Okay. Before each and every prayer, teharher b'tshuva. You should at least have here hurei teshuva. Do you know what here hurei teshuva means?
Thoughts.
An idea. Your heart should be stimulated. Okay. It doesn't necessarily. Here hurei teshuva is the stage before teshuva. Here hurei teshuva does not mean the sons of Korachad here hurei teshuva. Here hurei teshuva does not mean you've done full blown teshuva. It means you're at least contemplating. Contemplating. I think that I need to do teshuva. Before every time you daven, have here hurei teshuva. For us, how can we practically apply that? we can't stand for an hour. Chassidim asavim that you should go an hour or 2 hours, 3 hours before davening to prepare, so nobody here has that amount of time. It's not realistic for any of us. We should take 10 seconds. I'm not being facetious. I'm speaking to myself. Seriously. That's what the Chavetz Chaim says. V'tit bonem ba'atzmecha. And you should pay attention to yourself. B'ma bilisa kol hayam. With what you were, that's translated as, one second, please. How you wasted your day. That's how it's translated. Rabbi Sandler says, how you wasted your day. V'tit charet aleihem, charata, regret. V'tikabel lacha, kabala ala asi, b'machshav tacha. So you should take upon yourself in your thoughts. B'haskama, you should be maskim to this. You should agree with yourself. Shalom, tachzar. You will not repeat this again. V'tashuv l'daber dvarim ke'el. You will not return, and you will not go back to speaking those words. So you at least have to really mean it. By the way, it's not like a trick, you know, like, it's not like you're not playing tricks on the Ribbono Shel Olam. You have to really mean it. When you have these Hirhura Teshuvah, consider how you wasted your day. And by the way, I'm talking to myself, this applies to also our devices. Mamash does. This is also a Koach of Dibor today. And they didn't have it. They could have imagined what the world would come to. But today, this also represents tremendous bittul zman in terms of koach hadibur. Even if it's just bittul zman, it's time I'm never going to get back. All that typing and all that communication when it's not necessary. Now, you know, I have a hearing loss and it's been wonderful for me, and technology is so helpful. People in Mishyurim can catch them online, so we're doing a tremendous thing. Obviously, in ways I don't know how we ever got anywhere before, there are wonderful things. We can use it for wonderful things. The flip side is we also, when it's not necessary, end up wasting a lot of time. So I have to pay attention to myself. Did I waste time today? I have to real charata, not playing a trick on you, Ribbono Shel Olam. I have to accept myself in my thoughts, and I have to be maskim. I'm not going to do that again. Va'az, after lacham, then it is possible, is sader tefila sacha, to arrange your prayers. So you should never think you are married. You should think you're married to sin. You should never think you are the child of Avera. You are not the product of sin that you can never go back. That's in fact a very Christian view, that every human is the product of sin. We do not feel that way. We are the child of our parents. We are the child of mitzvah. You can never separate. But you're an owner of sin. An owner can say, I don't want to own this anymore. Very, very nice. So beautiful. Baal HaBayis could say, I don't want this bayis anymore. It's not my house. You can distance yourself from Avera. And then when you do that sincerely, you're not playing a trick on God, then the Ribbono Shel Olam does want to hear from you. And that's when we're going into Elul, how much time, extra time we're going to spend davening. But if our tefillahs can't even get up, that's the first source we read it. The Nidcha Yishav, your tefillahs can't even get up, so what are we doing? Ribbono Shel Olam won't even accept them, Chas V'Shalom. What am I doing? Let's go on. So, Rabbi Sandler writes, thinking thoughts of teshuvah before each tefillah, like we just saw, and Zachar LeMiriam, will not only allow one's prayers to be accepted, it will also help break the habit of using inappropriate speech altogether. That's very important. We want to break a habit. It's very hard to break a habit. I forget online studies, so Reacher shows, I think it takes 90 days to break a habit. It takes a very long time. I'm not talking about, that's not Torah Shkafa. It takes a very long time to break a habit. So if somebody habitually speaks Lashon Hara, you have to understand that you're really trying, you're climbing an uphill battle, but it can be done. And if you slip back a little, you should resume Chov HaSah Shmira. Let's look at the last source. Wait, does anyone have questions? Okay, so last verse says 9. You see the footnote 9? Ibud. So this is also Zachar LeMiriam, Perichav Dalet. Okay, does everyone see where we are? Mm-hmm. Not. Okay. Umuv tachani, I am sure. Okay, batuach ani. That's what it means. Batuach ani. Shabaim ta'ase kedavar zeh pa'amim achodos. If you do this a number of times, do what? Have at least hirhura teshuva before you daven. At least think to yourself, I want to improve. Lo yiyah kashalecha hadavar zeh. It will become in English second nature. You'll be used to doing this. It won't be so hard after a while. Kishatit charet, when you have charata, when you regat, l'mashal kodem tefilas mincha, as kamuvan be mincha lemariv karta zehera benafshecha midubri masurim. So if you go into mincha thinking to yourself, are these here hooray teshuvah, I wasted time today, whether it was in person, whether it was on my phone, I spoke inappropriately, whatever category it was, then when I finish mincha as I go into mariv, look at that, look what you've gained for yourself. At least that time period between mincha and mariv, that's tremendous. You have gained for yourself mitzvos in having prevented yourself from sitting with speech. So certainly you will also gain benefit. You're not just going to leave shul and go start talking lashon hara again. If you had the thoughts of hurray teshuvah, you thought of repentance, then it'll take you from mincha to marv. And after marv, a few hours at least, after you daven arvis, b'kol chacharata, you will maintain that power of regret. Harishona shel mincha. So look how far having hurray teshuvah will take you. It'll take you from pre-mincha all the way till nighttime, and then at nighttime we began by doing a cheshbon and nefesh, and then until the morning, you're not going to speak anything negative until the morning. V'hosuf yihyeh, the hasof yihyeh, I'm sorry, the end will be shetargil atzmecha la'at ba'ah. Slowly, slowly, you will become used to this. Lihizahir, to be on guard, miduburim asurim, from forbidden words, ad shelo yekashalacha lefareish legamre. How beautifully this ties into ba'al avira. Slowly, slowly, you'll break your habit. You will be on guard from forbidden words until eventually it won't even be hard for you. Lefareish legamre, to separate completely, miduburim asurim, says Chavetz Chaim. My brother once asked of David Marcus. David Marcus lives in Eretz Yisrael. He is a grandson of Rav Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal. And her brother says, you know, like one of the Lamed Vavniks. He's very chashuv of David Marcus in his quiet way. Oh, you know his brothers are Shmuley Marcus? Or Shmuel, sorry, when I grew up he was Shmuley. He was Rabbi Rafael Marcus. His father, Zichron Levracha, was Rabbi Rasha. Okay, so this is Rav Shmuel's brother. So, sorry. So my brother once asked Rav David Marcus, what should I do by Lashon Hara? So he said, what do you do Lashon Hara? Don't speak it. So I'm being serious. That's what the Chafetz Chaim is saying. That eventually, you're not going to have a taiva. I don't have a taiva to eat french fries. I just don't. I don't not eat french fries. I want them, but I don't eat them. I don't have a taiva to eat french fries. The Chafetz Chaim is saying, halavai, that should become halavai in the area of Kedusha and Chovas Hashmira. Positive speech. I'm going back to Rabbi Sander. Others add that in addition to doing teshuva, one should use his words towards noble and lofty goals. So you should do the opposite. Not enough to do teshuva and say, I'll never speak Dibur Masrim again, and at least mean it, to try to mean it, but rather do the hefech. Instead of using your mouth, the same mouth that spoke negative, you should use it towards noble and lofty goals. This process is known as tshuvas hamishkal, counter teshuva. So in other words, you did negative with your mouth, what should you do now? Positive with your mouth. Corresponding to having spoken nivul peh, he must now purify his mouth and sanctify by involving himself as the study of Torah. Using the very mouth that's spoken appropriately to speak holy and pure words helps to clean our mouth. You know, used to be, I don't know why you read here, I don't know if any parent ever did this. I think it was just a weird joke. I don't know, you know when you were growing up, they'd say, if you say those bad words, I'm going to wash out your mouth with soap. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think anyone ever did that. I don't know.
Oh, yes.
But,
Oh, yes.
Wow, okay, there you go. So here, there's a way to do that in a cleaner process, which is use your mouth for positive, and then you don't need the soap, okay? If one, says Rabbi Sandler, did fall victim to speaking or listening to negative speech, there is still hope. And that's exactly what we read in the Chavetz Chaim, Al yipa libcha alacha. Sometimes, never mind judging other people harshly, sometimes we judge who too harshly?
Ourselves.
And it's really detrimental because it puts us in a cycle where you think Hashem does not want to hear from me. That's the most dangerous attitude. But there is still hope. A person can reverse the damaging effects. Significant authorities maintain sincere, heartfelt teshuva, which is sufficient to reverse the effects. One should rectify the impure speech by speaking pure and holy words, as well as Torah, mitzvos, and other forms, brachos, other forms of positive speech. One second. I said that I wanted to mention the last Mishnah in Maseches Yuma. Unbelievable Mishnah. Well, we're in Parak Ches, Mishnah Tes, chapter 8, Mishnah 9. It's the final Mishnah of Yuma. Ha'omer, Echtava Ashuv, Ein maspikim biyado lasos teshuva. I think I say this every year since I heard this word. I'm not sure if it was last year or the year before. Possibly you heard me say, but I haven't said in a year, so it's time to remind ourselves. Ha'omer echtava ashuv, ein maspikim biyado lasos teshuva. How do we translate that? So is it a trick? Someone who says, echta, I will sin, va'ashuv, I'll do teshuva. Echta, I will sin, va'ashuv, ein maspikim biyado lasos teshuva. What is it? Amos speaking biyado la'asos teshuvah. He will not be granted the ability to repent. That is a Christian attitude. I'm going to sin, and then I'll go to confession, and then everything will be cleansed. And I'll sin, I'm going to confession, and everything will be cleansed. Chas v'shalom. Rav Eli Melech Biderman says something else. Rav Eli Melech Biderman says, Ha'omer, one who says, Echta, every time I sin, Ashuv, I will do teshuvah. Echta, oh, I sinned again, I tried so hard, I did the cheshbon and nefesh, I had here hurried teshuvah, I really meant to, Ribon Shalom, help me, I'm only a Baal Aveira, I'm a Ben Torah, but I'm a Baal Aveira. Echta, how did it happen? I sinned again, but Ashuv, I'm going to repent. You understand this reading of the Mishnah? It's a Hasidish reading of the Mishnah, not the Pasha Pshat. The Pasha Pshat, by the way, is you cannot have that attitude. Okay, don't disregard the Pasha Pshat. The Pasha Pshat is if you sin and you say, oh, it's okay, I'll do teshuva. I'm going to spend 10 months, 11 months of your sinning. When I come up to hell, I'll do teshuva. You're not going to be granted the ability to teshuva. It does not work like this. We don't have confession on Sunday where the priest says everything's absolved and you're cleansed. It does not work like that. You can't spend the whole year sinning. You come to hell, davishem or vishimi mi irashem ashaya, and you think everything's erased. No, no, no. It does not work like that. But, well, Biderman presents a drash of the Mishnah. Ha'omer, Echtav Ashuv, one who says about himself, every time I sin, I will do teshuva. Echtav, every time I sin, Ashuv, I will do teshuva. Ein maspikin, there's no safek, comma, biyado la'asos teshuva. He has power in his hand to repent. Do you understand what Biderman is saying? Because it's just unbelievable. Yes or no? Every time he sins, he says, I will do teshuva. There is no doubt in his hand is the capacity to repent. It ties into everything we've said today. Echta v'yam kippur mechaper, one who says, I will sin and Yom Kippur will be an atonement. Ein yam kippur mechaper. So this is the Pasha Pshat. Don't think that you can sin and then you can come stand on Yom Kippur. In other words, you spend the whole year sinning because you know you have Yom Kippur. It doesn't work like that. It means that you can't spend the whole year talking Lashon Hara and think, okay, but I'm going to say, I'm going to say 10 times because I'm going to be in shul for every one of the 5 tefillos. So I'm going to say to my son Shmuel Esther, and then I'm going to say vidu again with the Chazar Sashat. So then I said, so now I think I'm clean, I'm absolved, everything's finished. Does it work like that? Because you clap an Achit? Yes or no? Because what do we learn? That tefillah is not accepted. Why is it not accepted? Because it's ensconced in the verse. We saw the Chavetz Chaim inside. We saw Nircha Yisrael. We saw Zecher Lemiriam. It doesn't work like that. You can't say, Echta v'yam ha-kippur mechaper in yam ha-kippur mechaper. It doesn't work. Aveir sheben adam lemakom yam ha-kippur mechaper. Sin between man and God, yam kippur will be mechaper if you did teshuvah. Aveir sheben adam ha-chaveiro ein yam ha-kippur mechaper. And so much of Shmiras HaLashon, the majority of Shemir Salashan revolves around sins, ben adam mechaveiro. Ein yom ha-kippurim mechaper, yom ha-kippurim will not bring kapara, atome, ad sheyirat as chaveiro, until he appeases his fellow. So, something to keep in mind. When it comes to Shemir Salashan, when it comes to kas, and leitzanus, gaiva, lashon hara, mechilas, Hanufa, Machlokas. It's not so pasha. You could go through the whole teshuvah process. The Ribbono Shel Olam is quick to forgive. He's an Erech Apayim, slow to anger. He's a Rav Chesed. He's a Kal Rachum V'Chanor. We can forgive when we spoke against, or when we used our mouth inappropriately, and then we rectify for Torah and Tefillah. But if the sin involves pain to somebody else, it's not so simple. Azed Darash Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Mikoch Atoseichem Lefnei Hashem Titaru. All of your sins before God, Lefnei Titaru, you can become clean for. You see, Mikoch Atoseichem Lefnei Hashem Titaru. Any sins Lefnei Hashem ben Adam Lemakom Titaru. Averus ben Adam Lemakom Yom Kippur Mechaber. Averus ben Adam Mechaber. That pasuk is proof that if it's before God, i.e. ben Adam Lemakom Yom Kippur Mechaber. However, ben adam mechaver, the Mishnah repeats, Yom Kippur will not atone. Amma Rabbi Akiva, however, Rabbi Akiva says, the great Rabbi Akiva, the Tana, whose Torah is eternal, Torah is always eternal, he himself is a perfect example of one who can repent, who should not be lost, who should not lose hope on himself. When he sat down to learn Alf Beis at age 4-0, and he didn't even know Alf, and he sat in the Beis Medrash, in the Cheder with the little boys, what could he have said about himself? Hashem wants not to hear from me. I spent my life with one Talmid. I never had Torah. He could have given up on himself, on his very own self. But he was truly a Baal Aveira who became a Ben Torah. And how does the whole Mishnah Yuma end? With the teaching of Rabbi Akiva himself. Don't give up on yourself. Ashrecham Mishra'ah. How fortunate are you, O Israel? If nei mi atem mitaharin, before who do you purify? Umi mitahar eschem, who purifies us? Avichem shabashamayv, avichem. Why is that so beautiful? It doesn't say God in heaven. It doesn't say the king in heaven. It doesn't say the power, the Adon, the master in heaven. What is Hashem?
Father.
Just like a son can never separate from his father. So I'm a bar mitzvah and a ben Torah. Who cleanses me? When the child comes home and he says, Daddy, I'm really sorry. I want to make up with you. I'm still your son. I will always be your son. You bore me 40 years ago, 20 years ago, 80 years ago. And I went on my wanton ways. But now I want to come back to you. Because a son is always a son and a father is always a father. So what does Rabbi Akiva say? Avichem. He could say Adon Bashamayim. Elokim Bashamayim, Hashem Bashamayim, Kel Gadol V'Nora, Gibar, no, Avicham. I must always see myself as a bar bat mitzvah and a ben or bat Torah. And that's my father. And a father and son is a relationship that will never, ever, ever be saved. No matter how difficult Tavshin Ayin test was, and I took resolutions in the beginning of the year. Hashem Yazor. I didn't keep all of them. I really wanted to keep them. But like the Chofetz Chaim says, Im ruach hamol shel ta'ala lacha. Sometimes I retreated. I was not supposed to retreat, but I retreated in battle. How could I come to Hashem now in Elul and say, Kaveh el Hashem, chazak v'ametzibacha? Didn't you have a whole year to say, Kaveh el Hashem? What happened to you? Avichem shabashamayim, says Rabbi Akiva. If I came back at the age of 40, you can come back at any time. Because a father always waits with the door a little open. Because the son is always a son. Wow. Shanamar, it's such, I don't know for you, personal chizak. For me, it's personal chizak. It's a tremendous strengthening. Shanamar, Vizarakti aleichem mayim tahorim utahartam. I will sprinkle upon you the cleansing pure waters. You will be purified. Va'omer. Mikve Yisrael. Interestingly, what's the root word of mikvah?
Kave.
That's right. Mikve Yisrael. Who is the mikvah of Israel?
What does kave mean? Kave means?
To hope. So mikvah.
Oh, okay. The root of that.
Which is the cleansing pool. How do we cleanse? Through never giving up. Hope. Kaveh al Hashem. And when we know we can always come back, like a son can always come back, like a father always taken back. What is the mikveh Yisrael? Ma mikveh mitahar es hatameim. Just like a mikveh, a cleansing pool of water gives hope. And through the hope, we come to hear hooray teshuvah. And through hear hooray teshuvah, we come to actual teshuvah. Ma mikvah mitahar es hatmeim, just like a mikvah is purifies the impure, af HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to the Ribbono Shel Olam mitahar es Yisrael, purifies Israel. Mikveh, the root word is kaveh. And this is the last pasuk of Kapitel Chav Zayin. I believe it's pasuk Yud Gimel. Kaveh el Hashem. The whole Indian is right there. Hope to God who is the mikveh Yisrael. Chazak, be strong. Tei chizek. Ve'ametzi becha. To make your heart strong. Let's say it didn't work, Taka. You spent a whole year, so what should you do? Kaveh el Hashem. Don't give up. Know that you can always come back. Are there any questions or comments? I know we did not get to that sefer, but we actually did a lot of halacha lemaisa, especially ending with the Mishnah itself. I have a question. Does anybody have questions? Let me see how long the next piece is in here. 1 second, ladies. Last time we spoke about husband and wife. Okay, not so long. Let's do it. The non-observant. Okay, give me 2 minutes. As we have seen, it is forbidden to listen to negative information in any situation where the speaker is transgressing by relating the information. So the famous, you can't listen to anything negative. As it is not permissible to speak Lashon Hara about a not observant Jew, unless he is an apikoros. So just because someone is not observant does not give us the right, unless you know absolutely that he's an apikoros. And today, most non-observant are clearly unknowledgeable, like broken babies, but they have no idea what they're doing. So you cannot speak Lashon Hara about them. So we have to keep that in mind as well. But sometimes we think when someone's doing a virus, we have permission, they're not observant, to speak about them. It's not the case. Unless he's an apikoros, it's forbidden to speak or listen to Lashon Hara being spoken about that not observant Jew. As has already been noted today, the average non-observant Jew has been classified, tinok shenishba, sorry, child who is taken captive. He's ignorant. He is not an apikoros. He doesn't know kol torah kula. Now he says, I reject God. I don't want to do the mitzvos. Lahachis, I'm going to anger the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hitaka doesn't know. If he doesn't know the halacha, how can you blame him? So if he doesn't blame him because he doesn't know, it's actually also to speak Lashon Hara about him. As mentioned above, to discuss the lifestyle of a particular non-observant Jew in order to teach others not to learn is considered to'alas and is permissible. So let's say you're with your child and it's Shabbos, and that person is known to be Jewish, and you see that person being mechalal or doing something inappropriate. In that case, it is permissible to teach, in this case, your child, that we don't do like that. It's not passing judgment. You have to be very careful. It's not passing judgment, but it's pointing out this is inappropriate. This is wrong, not inappropriate. This one's wrong. This is not the halacha. We don't do this, and that's permissible because it's for to'alas. Similarly, when an individual's improper behavior is publicized as a way of pressuring him to mend his ways, it is correct to listen because the goal will not be achieved if everyone chooses to ignore what has been said. So if in some way, if it's possible that person will come to teshuvah because others are speaking about him, then it will be permissible to listen and to speak. So it's a very important thing because sometimes, not us, sometimes Jews who are shomei Torah mitzvos, not us, are judgmental of people who are not, which we think is a license to speak negatively about them. It's very incorrect. It's absolutely not true, especially if somebody doesn't know. A broken child, a captive child, someone who never learned, they're also created b'tzal and elokim. They never had the opportunity to learn. Unless we're doing it for to'alas, we cannot pass judgment on them, and we cannot speak negatively about them. Very, very relevant. Okay, we should have besurs.